Good afternoon, everyone. I'd like to welcome you to the Senate Committee on Health Care. This is just health care. We now don't have Human Services is now taken over by Sarah Gelser, and I'm very excited about that, because the only problem is I still have just as many bills as I did last time, and I'm only meeting 2 days a week. So we're trying to schedule around 4 bills a day, and we have our new committee administrator, Zena Rockowitz, and then Cameron Stuckart as our committee assistant. And I want all amendments to go through Zena, just because it just is more timely and efficient rather than individual members sending in amendments, because we really need to be pretty efficient. So if you have a change, you need to let Zena know, and she usually lets me know. With that, welcome Senator Shields, Senator Steiner-Hayward, and Senator Knope. And I think we're ready to go, unless I need to say anything to begin with. Okay. So, Senator Steiner-Hayward, would you... I would like to... do I have to open a work session? No. Okay. We would like to adopt the committee rules.
Madam Chair, I move to adopt the proposed committee rules dated February 2nd, 2015.
Shields moves to adopt the proposed committee rules dated February 2nd, 2015. Is there any discussion? Any opposition? So ordered. With that, we're ready to move in. Do I need to say anything else? Okay. With that, I'd like to... open a work session on possible, introduction of committee measures. Senator Shields, do you want to?
Oh, I'm sorry, I got sidetracked. Let's see.
Okay.
I don't think I have anything in front of me regarding.
Oh, is that right? Well, Zena, do you need to summarize stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. Usually we don't, but that's okay. You can go right ahead. Oh, we're not doing any. We don't have any committee measures to introduce. No, we just adopted committee rules. I thought we had some committee measures. We don't have.
No committee measures.
We have no committee measures. Okay, we have no committee measures. I thought that since it was on the agenda that we had some. All right, with that, I will open a public hearing on Senate Bill 301. And Zena, do you want to do a summary?
As Senate Bill 301 removes the requirement that dental hygienists with expanded practice dental hygiene permits must enter into a collaborative agreement in order to conduct dental risk assessments and referral parameters, declares an emergency effective on passage.
Okay, and is Senator Gerard here? Was he going to testify? No. Okay, well, this is Senator Gerard's and my bill, and I just want to bring to everybody's attention that 2/3 of Americans are registered or have dental insurance. They seek care from a dentist. But the remaining individuals and families, they don't have access to good dental care. And this has been a passion of mine, and I know Senator Gerard's also. But there are racial and ethnic minorities and people with chronic disease and the frail and elderly and the economically disadvantaged that do not get dental care. And this is something that started out with Senate Bill 738 back in 2011, where we expanded the scope of dental hygienists. And this has truly been a boon. I think Oregon is in the forefront of expanding the practice for dental hygienists. And Senate Bill 301 is it's just a simple bill that removes the overall dental risk assessment and referral parameters as a required part of an agreement that has to occur between a dental hygienist and a dentist. Who are the sponsors of the bill? Is this Alec?
Yes.
You want to come first? Anyway, we need better health care, and hopefully this is going to meet some of the requirements.
Good afternoon, Chair Mona Sanderson, members of the committee. My name is Alec Schiebel. I represent the Oregon Dental Hygienist Association here on Senate Bill 301. You gave a good overview of what this bill does. Essentially, when the Senate Bill 738 got passed in 2011, for the expanded practice dental hygienists that do enter a collaborative agreement, there are four elements in which they must comply in their contract, and one is risk assessments and referral parameters. What in reality has happened is that because all dental hygienists must do risk assessments and referrals, it became a bit confusing in the field as to whether all dental hygienists or only expanded practice hygienists. So what this bill basically does, it's not a limitation in scope, it's to take away this last parameter because they have to by rules and by statute. So that's basically where 301 comes through.
So basically dental hygienists do not, you say they do ordinarily do risk assessments?
That's correct. So all dental hygienists must do it. So this just, it clarifies whether some and not all have to, when it has to be in an agreement for the expanded practice versus all hygienists that do risk assessments and referrals.
Great. Do you want to stay there while we have Deborah Loy come up?
Sure.
Any questions for him?
Chair Mona Sanderson and members of the committee, thank you for letting me testify. For the record, my name is Deborah Loy, and I'm the Executive Director of Government Programs for Capital Dental Care, which is a dental care organization with the Oregon Health Plan. We cover thousands and thousands of Oregon Health Plan enrollees in our plan. I was very involved with Senate Bill 738. My organization was a supporter of that bill initially and remains so today. I am opposed to the amendment as written and would rather see, I'm opposed to the bill as written and would rather see an amendment to clarify what I think was the intent of that particular D, or risk assessment and referral. I don't think it was intended, or it's, in my opinion, not been interpreted as the intent of discussions and mediation were around. Not all expanded practice dental hygienists don't need a collaborative to work in the community setting. If they elect to have a collaborative with a dentist, there is this particular clause in there. And as I would not disagree that all expanded practice hygienists and hygienists probably do risk assessment as a normal part of what they do in providing care. My opposition to this bill is this particular section of Senate Bill 738 was intricately important to my organization. We are building our model of capacity and access on the dental team and what the dental team can do, viewing the dentist and the dental office as sort of a hub with our expanded practice dental hygienist in the community setting, delivering services closer to where our members reside. We are also looking at if we can keep members healthy in the community setting without needing to be directed into the hub or dental office or the dentist, that's how we would prefer to support care. My understanding of this particular provision in the Senate Bill 738 was that if a dentist and an expanded practice dental hygienist entered into a collaborative agreement, that the dentist and the expanded practice dental hygienist could work out a criteria for which they felt appropriate to refer a patient into the dental office. Currently, the Oregon Board of Dentistry rules and laws say, it states at least once a year, a calendar year, an EPDH shall refer each patient or resident to a dentist who is available to treat the patient or resident. If an expanded practice dental hygienist has a collaborative with a dentist and they're sharing information back and forth, it was my understanding this was supposed to be that I, the dentist or the expanded practice, would not have to refer into the dentist if that wasn't necessary. If the patient was healthy and able to keep be kept healthy out in the community setting by the expanded practice dental hygienist, that's all that would be necessary, and the patient could be put into recall out in the community setting. By directing traffic back into the dentist when that's not necessary, in our opinion, it confuses patients, and it potentially sets us up for a risk of duplication of payment for services that are not necessarily needed. So I would hope that we could clarify what I feel is the intent of Senate Bill 738.
So, Alec, do you have, are you in disagreement?
I wasn't involved at the time. I think we could have a discussion around what that is. I think we're saying two different things. You know, this request came from the Board of Dentistry because they were fielding these types of questions, which is why we brought this legislation forward. But we'd be happy to continue the dialogue.
So could you two get together? And we do want to follow the intent of Senate Bill 738 mm-hmm. and come up with maybe some language that isn't going to upset their model, and yet you guys are on board also.
That'd be fine.
Yes. Okay.
It's the first we met.
Happy to. Thanks.
Great. Is there any other questions from the committee? Thanks. And there's no other people signed up to testify, so I'm going to close a public hearing on Senate Bill 301, and I will open a public hearing on Senate Bill 302.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 302 adds that dental hygiene includes but is not limited to certain specified services. It specifies that dental hygiene includes prescribing, dispensing, and administering prescription drugs for certain services. Clarifies that dentistry includes prescribing, dispensing, and administering of prescription drugs for certain condition, and declares an emergency effective on passage.
All right. Alec, again.
Hi, Alec Schiebel again for Oregon Dental Hygienist Association for Senate Bill 302. For years and years, hygienists have been allowed by rule to prescribe both fluorides and antimicrobes as sort of a limited scope of prescription rights. After the 2013 session, when teachers began to administer EpiPens, we went to the Board of Dentistry and requested the same opportunity. What we got back is an assistant attorney general letter that essentially said, well, we looked at the statute, and when we passed 738, we didn't expressly allow dental hygienists to have any prescription rights. And moreover, with respect to dentists, it's not absolutely clear that they have prescription rights. So the Board of Dentistry issued rules right away that prevented dental hygienists from prescribing fluorides and antimicrobes. So what Senate Bill 302, and we'll back up, that clearly caused a lot of problems in terms of practices, in terms of expanded practice hygienists, in terms of patients, the more limited source of fluorides and antimicrobes because of those temporary rules, much less a lot of confusion about hygienists who one day could prescribe, and when the rules passed, they could not. So Senate Bill 302 clarifies that. It clarifies the prescription rights for dental hygienists, clarifies that dentists do have prescription rights, and we've worked both with the Board of Dentistry and the ODA on this bill, and the Board of Dentistry has temporary rules ready to go in place because we feel this bill really needs to move quickly to solve this problem.
Great. No question?
Thank you.
And there's no opposition?
Not that we're aware of.
No. Capital Dental's okay with this one?
Thank
All right,
you.
I will close the work session or public hearing on Senate Bill 302 and open a work session on Senate Bill 302.
Madam Chair, is all the paperwork ready?
We have the fiscal. Zena, do you want to bring us up to date?
Yeah, there's a fiscal and revenue impact statement. There's no revenue impact and no fiscal impact.
Okay. Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 302 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Okay, Senator Shields moves Senate Bill 302 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Clerk will call the roll.
Senator Noe?
Aye.
Senator Shields?
Aye.
Senator Steiner Hayward?
Aye.
Vice Chair Cruz?
Excused.
Chair Mona Sanderson?
Aye. Motion carries, and Senator Girard will carry the bill. And with that, I'll close the work session on Senate Bill 302 and open a public hearing on Senate Bill 280. Zena?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 280 changes the Board of Medical Imaging 12-member composition. It specifies that one member to be a radiologist and that three members must be one of the following: a licensed physician, chiropractic physician, a practicing medical imaging licensee, a member of the public, or a limited x-ray machine operator with a permit. There is a requirement that one is a medical imaging specialist. Declares an emergency effective on passage.
Okay, Ed Conlow.
Chair Mona Sanderson, members of the committee, my name is Ed Conlow. I'm the executive director of the Board of Medical Imaging. Senate Bill 280 is an effort by the board to make it easier to fill vacancies that have been on the board for some time. I've worked in this job for 4 years, and for most of that time, three out of the four physician slots have been vacant. The statute requires currently four physician members, five licensees, and three members of the public, 12-person board. And because we have not gotten applications, or the governor's office has not gotten applications for physician members, those three out of the four slots currently are vacant, physician members, and have been that way for several years. What we're asking to do is just take those three vacancies and just say any of the above. So it could be physicians, could be licensees, could be public members. Or in addition, we're adding a category that is not represented currently among that group. It could be limited x-ray permit holders. Those are folks who are in very limited scope practice, less education than full licensees, tend to work in smaller offices. So we're asking to take those to give the governor's office more flexibility to appoint members to the board.
Great. Will you mind staying there while we have Courtney Dresser please come up?
Good afternoon. I'm Courtney Dresser with the Oregon Medical Association. I wanted to thank the committee for the opportunity to testify on this issue. And first and foremost, thank Ed Conlow for his help in allowing us an opportunity to maybe find a solution that we can all agree to. We completely understand the issue with the Medical Imaging Board. They have come to us many times asking for help finding physicians to fill these positions, and we've had difficulty doing that. So we understand we have difficulty filling some of our own board positions, so we do understand this issue. We have a new president of the Radiology Society in Oregon. He would be here today if he wasn't out of the state, and he is very interested. He's done some outreach to his group. He has found several members who would like to apply, and I believe many have started that process or have finished that process of applying to be on the board. And so there it is in a re-engagement of that group, and we'd like to kind of see where that leads us and if that gets us a solution. But we'd like to bring that group together with the Medical Imaging Board and see if we can't find a solution before passing this legislation. So our ask of the committee today is a little time to kind of bring those groups together and see what we can come up with. And that might just be a number change. We think the four physician members to one is a bit extreme, and we'd like to see if we can't find a different number that we can all agree to.
Okay, we know how difficult it is to get board members anyway. And then we have the problem of quorum. And many times my meetings are canceled because there's not a quorum. And that's not an efficient way of doing Oregon's business. So if you can meet with, who is the head of the radiology?
Dr. Ron Brochure is with the VA.
With the VA. Mm-hmm. And see if there is a compromise that can be made, and we'll just hold the bill off.
And they're very interested in working with Mr. Conlow and the board.
Okay. Any other questions? With that, I'll close the public hearing on Senate Bill, or public hearing on Senate Bill 280, and then open, and then Zena, you'll make sure that for those of you who are working on the bill, once you've received consensus, get back with Zena that the bill is ready to go. And if you have an amendment, have it go through Zena. Okay. With that, I'd like to open public hearing on Senate Bill 281. And Zena, do you want to talk about that one?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 281 modifies the Oregon Board of Naturopathic Medicine term requirements and removes the requirement that a term of office begin July 1st. There's no revenue impact or fiscal impact.
Okay, Ann Walsh.
Good afternoon, Chair Vaughn Anderson, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Ann Walsh. I'm the Executive Director for the Board of Naturopathic Medicine. I'm here just asking for support of Senate Bill 281, which would amend our statute on our board 685-160, which regulates board terms. Currently, the language requires that a newly appointed board member, fill out an open term or the position of somebody they're replacing, rather than starting as day one, so that when they are finished with their two terms, they have not actually served 6 years. They have sometimes only served 4 or 5 years. I worked with the legislative council to come up with some language that will allow a newly appointed board member to be appointed and fill either a vacant position or an outgoing position, and then start their two terms, serve two full terms as well.
Okay, is there any discussion? Okay, and there's no opposition?
There's no opposition.
So I'll close the public hearing on Senate Bill 281 and open a work session on Senate Bill 281.
Madam Chair. Having had benefit of the full discussion, I move Senate Bill 281 to the Senate floor to do pass recommendation.
Senator Cruz moves Senate Bill 281 to the floor with a do pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Any opposition?
I'm not.
Will the clerk
call
the roll?
Sorry, I apologize.
Senator Shields.
Aye.
Senator Steiner Hayward.
Aye.
Vice Chair Cruz.
Aye.
Chair Monis, or Senator Knope.
Aye.
Chair Monis Anderson.
Aye. Motion carries. And Senator Cruz, do you want to carry the bill?
Okay, whatever it is.
Close the work session on Senate Bill 281. And we are done in record time. We should have had at least 5 more bills to hear. We do have 50 bills. I don't know how many got referred to us today. You don't have them yet? Okay.
So we'll be done before the end of the month, right?
Yeah, hopefully. All right. No further discussion. We're adjourned. Okay. No further discussion. We're adjourned.